How you doing, everybody? And happy Wednesday on a gorgeous Southern California day. Today is November 24th. Want to take this opportunity to wish everybody out there a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. And also a reminder that there is holiday racing out at Del Mar. First post tomorrow, 11 o'clock. There's a really nice 8-race program on tap, and you can get all the information that you need to make your day a winning one. Visit us at horseracing-selections.com. And in case you don't know, I'm Eddie the Hat here. I'm here every Wednesday with you going over our trip and trouble notes for the previous week of racing. Again, today is Wednesday, November 24th, and that means we'll be covering the Del Mar races from Friday, November 19th through Sunday, November 21st. All right, let's go ahead and get at it. And we're going to talk, obviously, we're going to start with Friday, the 19th. We're going to go to the sixth race here, and we're going to talk about Via Ignatia. Now, this is a horse that really disappointed us an awful lot here. Last time, we thought that this gelded son of distorted humor was used hard, needlessly, on the lead in his last race. And we thought that we were going to see more patient tactics with a drop back down in class on Friday. Victor Espinoza stayed on board, and nope, we didn't get it. Again, he was used on the lead, faded through the stretch. Don't know really quite what to make of this effort, except that maybe we'll see him shorten up on go back to sprinting next time. But nonetheless, Via Ignatia was a disappointment, so we're advising caution on him. This was his second bad race going a flat mile. Again, I really seem the only hope with him will be to have a cutback in distance next time, so let's look for him possibly sprinting. In the seventh race on Friday, Christie's Tiger. Nice looking win here by this daughter of Smiling Tiger. Definitely a win type. This is now her fifth win from 17 career starts. She likes Del Mar. She likes Santa Anita. So let's give her a look when she returns off of this impressive win. Thomas Bell, Mike Smith drew off and won impressively here. Looked good on the gallop out. Looked good coming back. That's Christie's Tiger. Turn the page to Saturday's fifth race here. Our free play of the day for everybody that follows us on social media. Prince Obama. Nice looking win here for Phil D'Amato, Umberto Rispoli. And this horse won pretty impressively. This was his, the gelding. This was his third North America start here. He put it all together after a nice looking third place run at Santa Anita previously. And Prince Obama looks like he could be a decent sort here now that he's gotten settled in. And with a nice looking maiden win here. And in the ninth race on Saturday here, we like the Boxcar Horse here, 20-1 in the morning line. Annie's Chief, but we're going to have to wait. This 5-year-old was supposed to make his debut here, going 5.5 furlongs on the lawn, a Bold Chieftain horse, 5 years old, making his debut. Obviously, there's some problems there, but we kind of liked him as a sneaky long shot. And nonetheless, he got scratched. Don't know the reason why. Maybe we won't see him. Maybe there's some more physical issues that's going to keep him from making his debut. But if you see Annie's Chief at Santa Anita, folks, circle him right now and give him a peek, because 20-1 in the morning line, he had been working well, caught our clocker's eyes in the morning, and worth a couple of bucks at what probably is going to be a huge price. Second race on Sunday. Let's take a look here at Mucho de Oro. Acted up in the gate prior to the start. Good looking win here from Mucho de Oro. He certainly got something left in the tank off of that win. On the third race on Sunday, Straight Up G. No secret here, $3.80. Final clocking of 109.82 indicates that this colt, this son of Straight Fire, has got a little bit of run, disappointed in his debut. even money at Santa Anita, but nonetheless put it together Sunday at Del Mar. Looks to have a bright future ahead of him. So let's put a circle around him, follow him, first time versus winners. Talk about horses heading in the wrong direction. How about Invincibella? This horse just continues to disappoint, takes money, and use a lot of caution when you see Invincibella here. Peter Miller just hasn't figured her out. She's gone south. Folks, nice drop in class here. She figured to fire and show something, and she didn't. So big, big red flag on Invincibella. And finally, in Sunday's ninth race, Buzz of New York finally put it together. This is a horse that a lot of bettors have been chasing since this Daughter of Tornado came this way via Ireland. Two races at Del Mar and a race at Santa Anita finally was able to break through Sunday at Del Mar. Nice looking win here, Phil D'Amato. So maybe this horse is getting acclimated now and might make her presence felt when she's next seen at Santa Anita, first time versus winners. So let's give her a look back when we see her again. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this Wednesday, November 24th. Again, folks, don't forget holiday racing tomorrow at Del Mar. First post is at an early 11 a.m. Going to give you plenty of time to have that turkey dinner with your family and friends afterwards. So don't forget, get your winning information from us at horseracing-selections.com. Folks, have a great, happy Thanksgiving. Cash some bets tomorrow. This is Eddie the Hat. We'll be talking to you again next Wednesday.